You come up with a slurred speech. All right, well, nigga, gook, kike. Oh, wait. I think you meant some other slurred speech. But, yeah, what's up? What are you niggas doing on a Sunday? What is up, everybody? Truck question. Did you mean trick question? Did autocorrect fuck you? I made a post today and autocorrect fuck me. I went to counter Sue and it said counter use. Ugh. Gay. Annoying. I didn't like it. You just dropped your son off? Take him to the cleaners? I'm on this new thing, but I can see your chats, but I can see your chats over your chats. How do I turn it? I'm not going to try to figure it out tonight, but it's annoying. Any Brent updates? He's broke and his wife is still a whore? I guess that's the updates. You like it on Federal Hill? I literally have meatballs and pasta right now. But the woman made it. I don't know if it's that good. It might not be that good. And she's half black and half white. And I think the white has no Italian in. So. He disappeared. He just cucks in the background. Well, the only income earner is that dumb wife. She had the cuck in the background. Oh! We'll get into it after the Brendan Schaub thing, but when I get my main channel back, I gotta put that whole Kevin Brennan, Stuttering John, Shuley world that I created, I gotta fix that world and put it back in order. And when I get the main channel back, that's one of the top things on my to-do list. When I get the main channel back, I have a to-do list. And that's one of the top of them. Getting that whole world in order. All of them, by the way. I know Brennan's involved in there. Zumok. Oh! I created that world, but yeah, I gotta come back and fix that world. So, when I get the main channel back, though. Not back fully to master. I'm gonna get into that. After the. I wanted to show the Schaub thing real quick, though. By the way, I looked at a bunch of my old videos. Because they're still up on BitChute, right? My old original channel is linked to BitChute. And then it stopped linking. I hardly ever talked about Brendan Schaub on the old main channel. Which is the most hilarious thing to me ever. And he sued me. But, so... That faggot, Brendan Schaub, has been doing this whole car racing thing. But remember, he quit doing stand-up. Well, didn't quit, but doesn't do it. Because he has to be around the kids more. He just had a baby girl. He had surgery. However, he's still going to events and missing the thing. Just not the facade of stand-up. Because he couldn't sell tickets doing stand-up, so, and that's why he stopped, but he just said, I stopped because I can't, have to spend time with the family. Are you not doing stand-up, you're doing race car shit that gets no views and makes no money. While he was doing that race car shit, his kid's baseball team had a parade, and then his son's name, Schaub. He lied about being a coach, by the way. He's not even a coach at a team. He missed that parade to do the car thing that got no views and for him to get on an airplane and be away from his family once again. Sad. Pathetic. Retarded. Imagine having to get away from your family that much.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you for the $5. Or $4.99, Grizzly Adams. I don't got the thing turned on. I'll figure out next stream. How much is Hack Shuli? How much of a hack is Shuli? He can't feed his family without 9 hours a day of trashing Stuttering John. I don't mind it. I honestly don't mind it. I like that Shuli finally took my advice. Shuli was very bullheaded. Remember, when Shuli first came to YouTube, I signed up to his Patreon and he blocked me. But now he acknowledges me, as he should, and praises me. Although, I do have something to say to him, too, when I come back in the main channel. But, Susie Q, what up? I haven't seen you in a coon Puerto Rican age. You want a 2-hour live stream tonight? Well, donate through Streamlabs. You'll get one. Am I working now? Nigga, you seeing me work now? I always work. Dez got a job, though. As impossible as that sound, her and her mom. They decided sitting around all day doing nothing. They might as well get minimum wage jobs. And I praise it. Dad's got a job to, by the way, get away from her kids. The only reason why they got jobs was to get the fuck away from the kids. Whatever. Now that I'm still on a successful YouTube channel, I just want my main channel, Susie. How dare you? But yeah, they got day jobs to get away from the kids. Because the kids are a lot older now. And it's annoying in this day and age having kids. Because like when we were kids, like we were kicked out of the house. And you can't kick kids out of the house. They have to be home 24/7. I literally have a park behind me. Literally. Behind me across the street. I'm not bullshitting. Literally. There's a parking lot in the back of me. You walk 3 feet across the street and there's a park. If I ever sent my daughter there and she was there by herself playing, the cops would be called. Home 24/7. I literally have a park behind me. Literally, behind me across the street. I'm not bullshitting, literally. There's a parking lot in the back of me. You walk 3 feet across the street and there's a park. If I ever sent my daughter there and she was there by herself playing, the cops would be called. When I was a kid, get the fuck out of here. Come back when the street lights turn on. But not allowed to do that now. Not allowed, so. Yeah, but YouTube is annoying the shit out of me. So, as you know, I won the lawsuit. They did appeal. However, and this is confusing me. They appealed to keep it down. However, YouTube, they hit 5 videos. I think the thing to YouTube, they said, only one we can view. Then they said we upped the air thing. We reviewed them all. Then they said they would reinstate one, which you can't watch because the channel is down. And then I hit them up. All right, you reinstated one. What about the others? And this was their decision, which is, I don't know how to read this. So they put, YouTube, I put, YouTube, you said you would reinstate one video. Now did arrest and reinstate my channel. This was the judgment in federal court. YouTube hit me up. Update. We've completed processing your counter notification on this video. For your other vids, we're still checking on them. What are you checking on? It was decided in federal court. And he already did the one. What's the difference between that one and the other ones? They're all the same and they're all in federal court. Fair use and everything. And the weird thing is they did the one, but not the five others. And when they first sent me that email, we could only look at this one video, not the others. And then they sent me another email saying, oh, we'll look at all of them. That wasn't even what they said in the first thing. Because I went and looked at the link. It was a different one, so. But we have the federal judgment. It's in law. If they had said to me, well, you appealed so it goes on longer, I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it, it stinks and whatever. But they reinstated that one. What's taking so long with the other ones if you reinstated that one? That one's no different from the other one. It's me doing the same thing in every video. And they said, update, now we're just checking the other ones. What the fuck does that mean? Thank you for the super sticker. What does that mean? Why is this so long? A thing. I get it's been 2 years. The niggas who are looking at it aren't the same niggas who were there 2 years ago. I get that. However, we have the fucking judgment. And like I said, I just said, well, you appeal this, we'll keep it going. But that's not the answer. They approved, they reinstated that one. Reinstate them all, reinstate the fucking channel. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you. 99 cents. I gotta put on the text-to-speech next time. But, Negro Dom's afoot, Kyle? Am I gonna do a hotel stream? Desert gets time off of work. I don't think Des will go to a hotel with me, to be honest with you.
Fuck yeah.
Well, thank you. 99 cents to the super chat. But yeah. It's so fucking weird and frustrating winning. And I've won. It's not instant. And I'm giving them leeway. I'm giving them leeway because I know it's been 2 years. However, it's been fucking decreed in federal law. And we're still doing this bullshit of one video is the video weren't the problem. Reinstate my fucking channel, and the channel is only taken down because of the videos. Like, is there not one person there with common fucking sense? Even from the way, because I've explained this fully through the I'm showing you Twitter shit. I've explained it fully through email and shit. One person there with common sense. All right. He sued him over copyright. He lost. We're going to stay everything. It should just be that quick. And they hit me on Twitter saying, we're still checking the other videos out. What? It was the judgment for all the videos. And you approved the one. How did you approve the one video, but not the other ones? What? I'm left just saying, what? Dealing with people. I'm left just doing, what? You approved the one video out of the five, but not the other four. Then you hit me up on Twitter. We're still checking out. What are you checking for? The federal decision was for all of them. What? I know, Phoenix, they can ban... I don't think they want to ban me. I get, by the way, I'm talking to different people at different times. The nigga who answered that thing doesn't know that thing. They're going to be like, we're going to do talk about this thing and that. I get it. However, there should be... This was a federal lawsuit. My name is going to be talked about in Harvard and Yale Law School, along with Thick Boy. But my name is going to be talked about. They're going to say Mr. Swindells in Harvard Law. My God. What a fucking weirdo, by the way. What an asshole. That nigga really sued me for 2 years and put my name in federal law? What the fuck is he doing? Like when Ethan Klein talked about me winning, he was so happy. He didn't mention my name during Unique's lawsuit. Like I said, a lawyer told me. When Sony sues fucking Microsoft or something, they're going to say... Well, in the case of Mr. Swindells, I'm going to be, my name is going, by the way, thank God, my name. Brendan Schaub is so stupid. It won't be his name, it'll be Thick Boy. Because he was too much of a pussy to put his name on the actual company. No, I'll put an end to the bent pixels. And I think that's another thing kind of fucking this up, by the way. I think that I think fucking it up, because I think YouTube's looking at it, well, bent pixels did the thing, but it was Thick Boy who sued him, and the people who were working at the time don't know bent pixels works for Thick Boy as a third company and other podcast, and they're the ones who do the takedown. But when the law, so they might be looking at it like, well, he beat Thick Boy, but Ben Pixels did the takedown, and Ben Pixels didn't sue him. I'm thinking that might be a thing too. I'm thinking that might be a thing to people who are seeing it every time I complain of, well, you're complaining about this, but it was Ben picking the thing down, and Thick Boy. I'm thinking that might be a thing. I don't know. This shit's weird to me. I just want my main channel back. And then, once I get my main channel back, I'll just rant and rave about getting my live streaming channel back. Because I hate live streaming on my main channel. I'm live streaming on my main channel right now. I fucking hate it. It's dumb. And the only reason why I haven't set up a live stream channel is because I knew I was going to win this lawsuit. But, yeah, it's dumb as fuck to live stream on your main channel, separate them. But when I get the main channel back, we're going to have, I'm assuming, we're going to have to fight extremely hard to then get my live streaming channel back, which I'm willing to do. But these niggas call me food stamps. You are food stamps. Did my parents ever talk speech therapy with me? Did your parents ever talk getting a job and winning in life with you? You watching me, faggot. No one's watching you. And you work at Burger King. What are you doing? But, yeah. pretty low priority. Yeah, I got... Well, the main channel, yeah. However, they gave Atheism is Unstoppable his channel back years afterwards, and he wasn't sued or anything. He was taken down for community guidelines strikes. No, of course Rogan had talked out the lawsuit. Of course not. But, they talk about it behind the scenes and shit. And they're all frauds to each other's faces. So they never really talked about it. These are the biggest frauds on earth who say nothing real. They lie about everything. Thank you for the $5 super chat. Sheppy. Ooh, the link to the stream. Well, I do got something I'm going to watch. And it's going to be off to you niggas. It's going to be very off. You're not going to expect it. Something I want to watch. There's a video I do want to watch. And I'm glad you brought it up because I do want to get to it. By the way, Sheppy. Who is? Let me check. You are a mod, right? I forget. I haven't streamed in so long. Sheppy is a mod, right? By the way, Suzy Q is a mod. Sheppy. I just modded you, Suzy. But I earned donated them on. Let me go through this. Have a stroke alive like Mersh had a stroke? By the way, when I get the main channel back and I address all the stutter on Shuli shit, the stroke thing is going to be a main part. Not the main part, but a part. Yeah. Thank you for the $5, Sheppy, again. Trying to find your name through chat to mod you. Like I said, if you donate, I can mod you. I just modded Susie. You know what? Just because I like to, Master. He got modded. By the way, what cocksucker, because I was trying to find something, has the unique pod and everything up on Spotify and everything every time you watch? Some nigga, I can't imagine you're making money, but some, every time I go live, they throw up on Spotify and a thing called Deezer. They made a whole picture and shit. Like, these niggas made a thing. The unique podcast. I don't do a podcast. These niggas, the whole thing of me doing a podcast. And it's just the audio. You're not even going to watch me. Who's doing that? What the time did that? You couldn't possibly be making money doing that. By the way, if you are, I don't care. But I just can't imagine you doing it. I don't know the volume. You're the first person who bitched about it. I would hope not. You must take zero money. Yeah, but, this is so odd to me that fucking we have the lawsuit over. They did one video. Not the rest of the five. And they said, what are you you're checking on them? The court orders for all the videos. I'm doing a public benefit when I shit on this thing. What the fuck? What is that? They said yes to one. And when they reinstated it, of course you go, you can't watch it because the channel that does it was taken down because of false copyright. What the fuck is YouTube doing? It makes zero sense to me. Alright, another thing else I want to check out there. Now, I have, since I haven't been live streaming, well, thank you, Alpha Male, trying to get back into wrestling. I had tried when they ran CM Punk back, even though I wasn't even really around when CM Punk came back, but now The Rock is back. And this shit is the dopest shit ever. TKO bought the WWF. I still call it the WWE. Whatever the Vince McMahon, but now I think TKO, since they acquired this wrestling company, is trying to go back to the wrestling era. And I went and watched the Pipe Bomb and Peacock. And an unbelieved douchebag. So they're trying to go into the more people can swear and shit. And I'm fully back now that The Rock is back. One of the greatest promos ever. The Rock. Last week on SmackDown. One of the greatest things ever. When Reigns grabbed his arm and said, "Acknowledge me," and The Rock said, "Now go home and smoke some more crack. If you smell," and he dropped an amazing 20-minute promo video before that. Now they just did SmackDown on Friday, and he dropped another promo video before that. I saw SmackDown. I did not see that promo video. And I want to watch that promo video right the fuck now. And the nigga's wearing a cowboy hat. The Rock is the greatest thing that ever happened to wrestling. And I want to watch this. I want to see what he says. Because I'm in. I'm all in. The Rock is back. He's swearing. He's talking shit. The whole thing where he's talking about slap his fucking teeth out. Vince is gone. TKO took over their business. WSC. They're about numbers and money. What are they saying with wrestling? When you made the most money, Attitude Era, let's go back to it. I think they're going to go back to it. Let niggas talk shit, swear, do real shit. Nigga, and by the way, I've been out of wrestling before more. I was out of wrestling, basically, when the WWE bought WCW, I was pretty much gone. And I was a fan of both. And I was the most hardcore WWF fan. You know, from Pawtucket, Tim White is here. Every house show. My grandma Hasbro had every toy. But, it was a weird time when they bought thing on the Navy thing. I skipped. I haven't watched wrestling in 20 years. But The Rock is back and he's talking his shit and I'm into it now. To The Rock. You're bullshit. I haven't seen this promo and I want to watch it. Niggas wearing a cowboy hat. And his last promo video, he said, "Fuck your story. Fuck your story." Want a Mark? I don't even know what Mark is because it's Scott Hall, but,
You can feel it. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the air here in the state of Texas.
He looks retarded.
You can feel it in the air.
And he knows it.
In the great city of Dallas. You can feel it in the air. It's quiet here. Hours away from the biggest SmackDown ever. Hours away from the biggest SmackDown at the American Airlines Arena here in Dallas, Texas. But where we're at right now.
The Black Adam movie, he trying to do bomb so hard. Rock was just like, all right, I know a Hollywood. I'm going back in early shit wrestling. And I'm going to go all in. What's going on? But I think it's happening. I think Hollywood Rock, meaning The Rock, actually being a Hollywood star and done, and he knows it, so he's going fully back to wrestling. I love it.
Where the mana runs strong. Just as sure as a rock is covered in chills already here at the Mesquite Radio Arena. The Rock's got his belt buckle on. Top hand! The Rock's got his cowboy hat on, and he's ready to go. The Rock has been here in Dallas, here in Texas, for days waiting, for days anticipating, for days waiting.
You are the future. Pursue tech careers with the DeVry Scholars Program. Advance your ambition.
Hyundai Tucson versus Toyota RAV4. Look what Tucson has and what RAV4.
For a punk.
Oh, yeah, we need to know. Oh, yeah.
And a goof to finally arrive. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, the Rock and Roman Reigns. We challenged you last Friday. Challenged you to the biggest WrestleMania of all time. The biggest tag match of all time. The Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. And the Rock, the People's Champion. Against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins on night one of WrestleMania. You went out on Monday night. You went out on Monday night. You went out on Raw. And you both grabbed the microphones. And the crowd was waiting. They were anticipating. The world was waiting. What are they going to say? How are they going to come back? What kind of fire are they going to spit? What kind of gospel are they going to drop? And what'd you both do? What's that thing? What's the thing we did? Hey, brother, what was that, right? You shit the bed. That's what you did.
Shit.
One guy, that punk Cody Rhodes, gets out and runs his mouth. All angry, talking angry like you're scaring somebody. You ain't scaring anybody. Then what the other goof?
Shit the bed. You're not wrestling. Rock is back. The Rock is back.
The walking clown emoji gets on the microphone. He talks about diarrhea. Is that what you do? Is that how you two goofs respond to the biggest challenge of all time? And then you wait. And then you wait until Raw went off the air.
No more Raw. USA Network, no more Raw. You wait till it's off the air when it's safe.
You wait till it's off the air, and what'd you do? Seth Rollins, you grab the microphone. Now that Raw's off the air, oh, I could say some truth. I could say how I really feel. The Rock is full of shit. The Rock is full of shit. When it goes off the air. When it's safe. Let The Rock tell you something right now, brother. The Rock is a lot of things. He's a lot of things. But full of shit ain't one of them. It ain't one of them. Do you think Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, if you two goofs were a little smarter, you'd understand how stupid you sound. You think that The Rock has gotten to where he's gotten in life?
Because WWE is not our problem. There's Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. I'm back in wrestling, sorry, but they have a huge problem. The audience loves Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, however, The Rock's back. And they got people like me and everyone else and Joe Barry. I don't give a fuck about Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Okay. I don't care, no matter Rock or is it the thing. That's the problem. It's a good problem, but...
Because he's full of shit? You think The Rock has been fortunate enough, blessed enough, to work his ass off, be the hardest worker in the room?
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
Achieved what he's achieved. You think all that is because The Rock is full of shit, brother? You got another thing coming, do you think? That half the country wants The Rock to run for president, and The Rock ain't even a politician.
Yeah.
Hates politics. Half the country wants The Rock to run for president. Because he's full of shit? Because
he's spitting a real thing. And they're doing the real angle with The Rock. I'm digging this. It's like, Seth Rollins, you weirdo faggot. The left wants this nigga to be their thing over Biden, not realizing The Rock is a Republican. They don't know The Rock is a Republican, but they want the left wants The Rock to run, not realizing the Republican. And his last thing was like, hey, we signed a $5 billion Netflix deal. Hey, you... Of course he's right.
Boy, it ain't because he's full of shit. It's because he's the opposite. It's because he tells the truth. It's because The Rock says it like it is. The Rock says what the people need to hear. The Rock says what the people want to hear. That's why. And Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes. Do you think that The Rock has become the most followed American man in the world? Let The Rock say it again, because it sounds like gospel, because it is. You think The Rock, the most followed American man in the world, brother, it ain't because he's full of shit. It's because he ain't full of shit. And whether you love The Rock or you don't love The Rock, the world respects The Rock because he ain't full of shit. Because The Rock tells it like it is. Because The Rock is and will forever be the people's champion. And you know what that means? That means that The Rock will say what the people want to hear. That means The Rock will do what the people want him to do. Because The Rock is the one who says the things that they want to say. The Rock is the one who says the things that the people wish they could say. That the people wish they could say against the system and against goofs like you, but they can't. That's okay, because The Rock can. And The Rock does. So you see, my friends, Seth, your walking clown emoji, The Rock ain't the one full of shit, Jack. You're the one that's full of shit. Because you wait until the show is over. You wait until broadcast can't do anything to you. So speaking of broadcast, last week, everyone complaining on Friday Night SmackDown. What's going on? My TV is blacked out during certain times of the match. What's happening? In certain pockets across the country. Well, here's what happened. Standards and practices, baby. Standards and practices, they get nervous now when The Rock has a live microphone in his hand and the world is watching. They got nervous when The Rock went to Phoenix and The Rock dropped the gospel. Phoenix, Arizona, the number one city in the country for cocaine and meth use. And The Rock caught them all, you cactus-loving crackheads. And they booed, but they cheered. They hated it, but they loved it. Because The Rock said the truth. Every woman in the arena, you want to go one-on-one with The Rock. The sexiest man alive. Yay! The women cheer! And The Rock says, settle down, you crackhead Karens! Settle down, you meth head Marys! You're not ready for The Rock, and you know it. They loved it, they hated it, they cheered, they booed. Standards and practices, though, they pushed the button.
The Rock is bad.
button because they want to control the rock. Just like they push the buttons like they want to control the people. But you can't control the rock, you can't control the people. And the rock is the people's champion. And that's why, Seth, you idiot. And that's why, Cody, you chicken shit. That's why the rock is the people's champion. So standards and practices, you can get scared all you want, you can have your finger on the button, and you should. Because there ain't nobody. And the rock means nobody that will tell it like it is more than the rock, the people's champion. So tonight in Dallas, Texas, standards and practices, get ready. Tonight in Dallas, Texas, that walking clown emoji, Seth Rollins, you get ready. And tonight, Cody Rhodes, you get ready too. Because you've got to come to Dallas where the rock has been waiting. Where the rock has been waiting, you come to Dallas and you give us your answer. Whether you're going to go 2-on-2 with The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania and put on the biggest WrestleMania of all time. So Seth Rollins, your walking clown show, Cody Rhodes, your chicken shit goof, you, and also your goofy ass dog, Pharaoh. That's his name? Pharaoh. Hey, Pharaoh. Hey, Pharaoh. Don't call that dog Pharaoh. Call him Shithead. That's what you should call him. So Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, Shithead, and all the Cody crybabies out there and standards and practices, you listen to The Rock right now. When The Rock has that microphone live as the people's champion, The Rock will and will always and forever tell it like it is. So Cody, Seth, crybabies, and that shithead dog of yours, Pharaoh, standards and practices, off! It's a direction you can fuck.
They're fucking in.
You come to Texas. Boy, the rock is waiting for you. Come on down. Cody, the rock and Roman, we're waiting for you. Seth, what are you gonna do? You gonna come and cackle? You gonna come and cackle and dance? You gonna dance again for everybody? Is that what you're gonna do? Huh? You got just as much of rhythm and soul as the horse shit that's in this arena. You guys, you come to Dallas, Texas, where the rock is waiting, where Roman Reigns, we are waiting. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know. They let outlaws in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. Texas is as close as I've been. If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Yeah, fuck you, sir.
One more message for you, boy. Now and forever.
I did. If you smell, I love what we used to do. If you smell, I go. What the rock is going on? Yeah.